Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 12th of February 2026. Weak layers in the old snowpack can be released by individual winter sport participants, in particular on steep, shady slopes. All day it applies above 1800 meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 1800 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Avalanches can still be released by a single winter sport participant. They can penetrate down to the ground, in particular in starting zones that have retained the snow thus far. Caution is to be exercised on steep west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 1,800 meters. In many cases, avalanches are medium sized. The number and size of avalanche prone locations will increase with altitude. They are difficult to recognize. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible in isolated cases. In addition, the fresh wind slabs adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls are prone to triggering in some cases. And now the snowpack. Some snow will fall in some regions. The moderate wind will transport the snow. The fresh wind slabs will be deposited on the unfavorable surface of an old snowpack at elevated altitudes. Above approximately 1,800 meters, the snowpack will be in some cases prone to triggering. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies in particular on west, north and east facing slopes. Below approximately 1,800 meters as well as steep sunny slopes, the snowpack is fairly homogeneous and its surface has a crust that is barely capable of bearing a load. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow. The tendency for Friday, the 13th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.